This is pretty special. I know, not just being a coach, but an older brother as well, to see Brooklyn go on. And you've known about this. She's going to be a college softball player. You knew all along this was going to happen, didn't you?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You're just kind of looking through old pictures, and there's a picture of Brooklyn being a bat girl for Kelsey when she played college ball here in McCook. And just to kind of see it all come full circle is just a cool experience. And like I said, to open this up is just something I'll never forget, being, you know, seeing that as her brother, but also her coach these last couple of years. And I firsthand saw all that hard work that she put in, you know, on the field, or those hours that don't maybe always get recognized. And she's worked for this moment probably since she was started out travel ball, and just knew that this day would probably come eventually, and it's exciting to see it happen.
And of course, some great postseason awards here, Class B second team, Southwest Conference honors. Those are pretty nice, but much deserved, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, all that hard work just kind of came into fruition this year, and she had a phenomenal senior season, just like you said, earning some awards. First time, I believe, a player from McCook's earned an All-State accolade since 2017, and that was Emily Jacobs, who was another really good shortstop for McCook, and then she was able to put her name on the record board. She broke 3 records after this season, and there's some of those records that were 20 years old. And but she's one, though, that's, she's going to say she couldn't have done without her teammates, and that's just the kind of player she was. She's very humble, and that's just going to help her so much in the future at the next level.
Yeah, don't have a clue what Coach Mendenhall has in mind for, but you would think probably a shortstop, infielder, but she could play anywhere, couldn't she?
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of what we try to prepare the girls for, too, is in high school, try to put them in different positions so they could help us out at that spot if injuries happen. But then it also helps them out when they go to that next level, and they can go earn a spot when they first start, you know, that freshman season, so then they can go play shortstop or outfield or whatever it may be. And Brooklyn would be able to do that and be able to fill any role. So that's exciting. Coach Mendenhall, I've really gotten to know him these last couple of years, and he's done a great job with that program, is continuing to build it, and each year they continue to get better. So I'm looking forward to what these next 2 years have in store as well.
All right, how about for you now? Now it's you had a few weeks off for rest after softball. Now it's time for basketball, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, those couple of weeks were nice, but it's that time of the year. It's a great time of the year, and basketball season conditioning is gearing up this week and officially starts next week. So I'm excited for that to get going and get to see all those girls back in action.
And hopes are high. That's hey, Lady Bison basketball, there's no reason why we can't have a good year.
Absolutely. You know, made to that district final a year ago, and have no doubt that we could go to that level again and maybe take it up another notch, and just go see what happens. But have a lot of girls returning from that team a year ago, and some younger ones that will be able to step in and fill some roles, and definitely should be an exciting season for Lady Bison basketball.
Now, you might not be done with this recruiting for college softball. A few more might be on the horizon, right?
Yeah, and that's what it's kind of looking like. About three more that are planning on signing to go play at that next level, which just says a lot about this team. To be able to get one or two from a team is usually really good, but to be able to get 4 or 5 is just a statement within itself. So that'll be exciting when those times come as well.